This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Greetings and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, where I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 31 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it is a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you. We welcome your calls on The Bright Side. We want to help you change your life today. If you're dealing with some kind of health challenge and you just don't know where to turn, what to do, you don't understand how it works, that's what we're about on this program, is helping people explain how the disease process ensues, how the breakdown process proceeds, what breakdown is really about. The medical model is obsessed with diagnoses and names. This is a program where we talk about how the body breaks down and also how to reverse the breakdown process. Disease is a verb. We don't have diseases. We are diseasing. Nobody has diabetes. We are diabetesing. Our diseases, so-called, are really the manifestation of the body breaking down. And all we need to do is figure out how to reverse that, how to take it from breakdown to build-up. It's kind of like the body is a business. In a business, you're either in the red or you're in the black. You're always spending money and losing money in your business, but at the end of the day, it's the bottom line that counts. The bottom line is either net negative or net positive. You're either in the red or in the black. If our body is like a business. And if our business body is in a diseasing state, it simply means we are in the red. We simply have to figure out how to get less toxicity, that is, spend less money, and put more energy into the system, put more cash into the system, that is, put more nutrition in. Out with the bad stuff, in with the good stuff. All diseasing is about the wrong stuff getting in, or at least too much of the wrong stuff getting in, and not enough of the right stuff getting in, and it really is as simple as that, folks. If you're dealing with a health challenge, especially if you're dealing with a health challenge that you have having a really hard time with, or you have a client who's having health challenges, having a really hard time with, please give us a call, 844-236-6010. We can help you. If you have questions about the longevity products, longevity business, longevity formulations, we can help you there as well. Ingredients that you may have heard about, read about, if you want to contribute to the conversation, or if you just have a success story to share, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. I also want to remind you to check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Our Truth Retinol 5% gel made with retinol as well as vitamin C, your two go-to active ingredients for anti-aging the skin, for healing the skin, for reducing the appearance of dark spots, age spots, fine lines, wrinkles. There is nothing like vitamin C and vitamin A. There's no active ingredients. There's no ingredients, period. End of story. No matter what Cindy Crawford tells you, no matter what Dr. Safak tells you, no matter what you hear on TV from your famous doctors and movie stars, vitamin C and vitamin A, that's it, folks. Of course, they do have to be in the right form, and they do have to be in the right amounts, the right concentrations. And that's what our retinol 5% gel is about. That's what all our Truth Treatment products are about. That's why our Truth Transdermal C Serum was voted one of the top 150 products in the world by Harper's Bazaar magazine. Truth Transdermal C Serum, as well as Truth Transdermal C Balm, Truth Omega 6 Healing Cream, and our Truth Retinol 5% Gel are all available at truthtreatments.com. Free shipping for the month of December. We now have a Truth Balm trial size available to go with our Truth Balm or our Truth Serum trial size. Okay, welcome back to the Bright Side. We're talking fluoride. Fluoride, the industrial waste product that municipalities and cities and government authorities and well-meaning dentists believe is so good for us that it should be put in the water supply, that we should all be drinking it all day long. Given the fact that fluoride is inarguably toxic and very, very toxic, nobody disputes that point. It's very toxic. Plus the fact that we're all ingesting regular unknown amounts of the stuff. We're drinking it every day. We're eating it every day. Nobody really knows how much we're getting. And given the fact that it is definitely toxic, it's hard to believe that fluoride does not have, ingestion of fluoride does not have at least a little role to play in the abysmal state of the health of the average American. It could, you know, it could be that fluoride is a much bigger problem than anybody knows or thinks, and it could be that a large part of our disastrous health challenge or health condition that we're living with in this country and that cities around the world are living with has to do with fluoride. We know this stuff is toxic. It's not just merely some magical dental health tooth strengthening miracle. It's an industrial chemical. It's a byproduct of the production of iron and steel and plastics and gasoline and lead, among other things, among other nasty toxic substance, phosphates, for example. It's used in the production of pesticides and fertilizers and military weapons, chemical weapons. And despite government claims to the contrary, even small amounts of fluoride are poisonous. And in fact, fluoride is one of the most toxic and most deadly of all the elements on the periodic table. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, fluoride in the atmosphere has, quote, caused more damage to domestic animals than any other air pollutant, unquote. That's the U.S. Department of Agriculture, folks. Now, fluoride, as toxic as it is a natural component of the Earth's crust. It's only found in the tiniest amounts in the Earth's crust, but it's there. It's a natural compound. According to Wikipedia, it's the 13th most abundant element. There is more fluoride. That's not a lot. It's there in trace amounts, but there's more fluoride or fluorine in the crust. In the Earth's crust than sulfur, than iodine, than chromium. There's more fluoride than fluorine, than copper, and zinc. Fluoride and fluorine are essentially the same thing, by the way. A trace element of fluoride is definitely important for a healthy body. It's pretty much in all foods. Pretty much everything you eat is going to have some fluoride in it. The stuff is ubiquitous. Excuse me. According to the FDA, it is an essential mineral nutrient. It's a building element. It's a repair substance. It has anabolic, that is, building properties. Deficiencies in fluoride are associated in animals and laboratories. It's hard to find deficiencies in people. There's really no fluoride deficiencies because the stuff is everywhere. But when they do it in a controlled setting, in a laboratory setting, they remove fluoride out of the diet, it's linked to a slowdown or a depression in the growth of animals. It's a growth substance. It's an anabolic substance. It's found everywhere. Soils, water, plants, animals. There's no such thing as a fluoride deficiency. But when they take it out of the diet of laboratory animals, you get a dramatic suppression of growth, you get a weakening of teeth, you get a weakening of bones. Now, it is an industrial pollutant. I'm not saying that fluoride, sometimes these things are a little bit, it's not cut and dry. A little bit you need. It's an essential nutrient. But the amount that we're getting in our water is ridiculous. And it's an industrial pollutant. The stuff is spewed everywhere. Hundreds of thousands of tons are spewed out into the atmosphere every year. And we've known that fluoride emissions are a big industrial contaminant, a pollutant problem for 150 years. Yes, it's found in only the tiniest of quantities in the Earth's crust. But beginning in the middle of the 19th century, it began to be mined from lower levels of the Earth's crust. They noticed that fluoride, when it was added to other metals, it actually helped other metals flow more readily. It made them easier to work with. Actually, they've known about this for a long time. The word fluoride comes from fluor, F-L-U-E-R. It's a Latin word which means to flow. That's where we get the word influence, fluency, influenza. Influenza, the flu, presumably refers to the fact that mucus flows out of our nose when we have the flu. So we've known about the benefits, the industrial benefits for fluoride for 150, 160 years, and that's also when we knew about how deadly toxic this stuff was. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lines open for you. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll return right after this.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we do have lines open at 844-236-6010. If you have questions about fluoride or the thyroid or anything we're speaking about here today, if you have a comment or success story you'd like to share, or if you have a problem patient, or if you have a health challenge that you want help dealing with, 844-236-6010 is our number on the Bright Side. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products you hear advertised or recommended on the Bright Side, please head to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also purchase longevity products or sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team by calling the phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. For one-time $25 fee, you can be in business. You can earn thank you checks associated with having your own business, earn tax write-offs associated with having your own business, make your own hours, work out of your home. It's a great, great business opportunity, especially if you're an entrepreneur or entrepreneurially minded. We can help you build your business. I can help you build your business. And it's a great way to make money by helping people, by changing the world with good nutrition. You know, those you guys listening to this program, you need to understand that you're the top 1% of folks out there when it comes to understanding how the body works or nutrition. It may seem like if you're listening to this program, oh, wow, you don't really know as much as you should or as you could about how the body works. But compared to most people, if you're listening to this program, you know a lot more than they do. You know, most people have zero clue about how important and how powerful a nutritional supplement can be. Once they get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, once most folks get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, if they haven't supplemented or they're not hip to the idea of supplementation, and they get on the BTT, especially any of our supplements, any of the longevity supplements, but especially the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, it's like, holy cow, blood pressure drops and weight, the pounds drop and people feel better and have more energy, start to wean themselves off their drugs. I can't tell you how many times I've seen this occur. More times than I can count. I don't even pay attention. I mean, I pay attention, but I don't even really record it anymore because it's just this happens so many times. The stories, the testimonials are absolutely amazing, and it's because it's how the body works. There's nothing magical about it. It's how the body works. You put the good stuff in, take the bad stuff out, and the body responds. And we got a business. Longevity has a business that's dedicated to helping people understand this and to providing products that leverage these ideas. If you're interested and you're an entrepreneur, please call 866-735-2470. Or even if you're an entrepreneur, entrepreneurially minded, you'll like the idea of working on your own, being your own boss. Call 866-735-2470 for more info. Okay, continuing on, fluoride, nasty stuff. Nobody disputes that it's nasty, nasty stuff. The only question is it worth putting it in the water? That's the only question. We all know it's nasty. By the beginning of the 20th century, mining of fluoride started to get going in the middle of the 19th century. By the beginning of the 20th century, the amount of fluoride that was being spewed out was becoming a serious, serious health issue. It was becoming so serious that governments were being forced to enact regulations. Now, keep in mind, in the United States, at the beginning of the 20th century, this was the age of the robber barons, there weren't a lot of regulations in place. The government was basically laissez-faire. They weren't doing anything to control any industry. And so this whole thing with fluoride was one of the first times that the government actually had to step in and do something. It was a serious, serious problem, not just in this country, but around the world. Fluoride was responsible for the first great industrial pollution disaster, the first huge pollution disaster of the industrial age. It was 1933 in Belgium. Thousands of people became violently ill when there was an explosion at some fluoride plant somewhere. And by that time, by the 1930s, there was no way that governments could deny the fact that fluoride, which was being released into the environment by that time, probably in the tens of thousands of tons every year, there's no way that governments could deny that this was not a good thing and it was a serious problem. Now, it had always been known since the beginning of the 19th century when they really started to do organic chemistry experiments and started to experiment with minerals. They knew that fluoride was stored in the hard tissues of the body. They knew that one of the most obvious signs of fluoride toxicity was something called mottled teeth. Mottling of the teeth is when they get these little flecks of yellow, little brown spots and yellow spots in the teeth. Basically, it destroys the teeth. It's called dental fluorosis. It does the same thing to the skeleton. It's called skeletal fluorosis. So in the 1920s, The United States Public Health Service, they were interested to, they want to see what the impact of fluoride toxicity was. They want to quantify fluoride toxicity, so they sent some researchers out to towns in the western part, in the frontier, I think in Montana and North Dakota. They sent researchers out to see what would happen if they put fluoride in the water, what would happen to the teeth. And what they found was, they found something very interesting. They found that when large amounts of fluoride, I don't know if they put it in the water, actually. I think they were just exposed to fluoride in the environment. But in any case, the U.S. Public Health Service started to check people who had been exposed to fluoride one way or another. They found that their teeth were being discolored, and their teeth were definitely eroding and mottled. But interestingly, some of these people had fewer cavities. So while fluoride was causing this problem with rotting teeth, it was actually, at least in the few people that they tested, or a few groups that they tested, some of them had fewer cavities. And the fluoride industry, when they heard this, they just went ballistic. They loved this. And they turned these studies, these experiments, or this research, into one of the great PR scams of the century, one of the greatest PR scams of all time. And they began a push not only to stop, not only to try to eliminate the removal, or at least cease the push to remove it from the water supply. That's what they were focused on. Like, hey, listen, we can keep it in the water supply. It's not that big a deal. We can keep it out there in the air. We don't have to worry about it. It's not that big a deal. They went from trying to prevent the government from enacting regulations to actually being proactive with it and telling the government they should be putting it in the water. To actually be putting in the water to strengthen the teeth, to make the teeth more cavity resistant. Now, this is by, like, we're talking here the 1930s and 1940s. The most important fluoride producer was a big aluminum company called Alcoa. Fluoride is a byproduct of aluminum processing. And aluminum production in the 1940s was super big because it was just beginning to be mined with great facility. They had all these fancy schmancy high-tech mining techniques for getting aluminum out of the ground. And aluminum is super lightweight, and it had military applications, and they were using it for World War II. So they were producing a lot of fluoride, and they had to have a way of getting rid of the fluoride. And by the 1940s and 1950s, there were now hundreds of legal actions and court cases that were being filed against aluminum producers, as well as plastic producers and industrial chemical producers, for fluoride toxicity. The most famous one was a case, Martin versus Reynolds Metals. Reynolds Wrap is the, you know, Reynolds Wrap, the aluminum company Reynolds. Famous case, Martin versus Reynolds Metals. In 1955, this Oregon couple, the Martins, sustained, quote, serious injury to their livers, kidneys, and digestive function, unquote. This is according to a federal court ruling, from eating fluoride-polluted farm produce, and they got a lot of money for it. So now it's starting to cost the aluminum industry money. They're getting sued a lot. So there's problems, and they got all this fluoride they're producing. What are they going to do? They're producing this deadly toxin. They're being sued, producing it by hundreds of tons, hundreds of thousands of tons a year. They don't know, where are they going to put this stuff? They can't put it in the ground. They couldn't put it in the water. Or could they? Well, yes, that's exactly what they did. They dumped it in the water supply, and the story of how this came about is so evil and so twisted. We'll talk about that on our next Brightside episode. We'll get your calls in our next segment. 844-236-6010 is our number.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we do have lines open for you. If you're on hold, hang on. We'll get to you here in just a moment. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you have questions about fluoride or fluoride toxicity or the thyroid, which is how we started talking about fluoride, electrolytes, the longevity products, anything we're speaking about here today, or, of course, if you have a success story you'd like to share, or if you want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. And we're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on our archive pages at BenFuchsArchives.com. Ben.com and BrightsideBen.com. I have search engines up on both websites as well as Longevity Products, and a click-on link for joining the Longevity, for joining the Brightside Ben team and starting a Longevity business at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, also CriticalHealthNews.com. Okay, let's see here. 844-236-6010 is our number. Get to your calls here in just a sec, so hang on. This is from the journal The Conversation. Yoga in the workplace can reduce back pain and sickness absence. Yoga, which by the way comes from the Latin or from the Sanskrit word yoke, to connect. Kind of yoga most of us think about. We think about yoga as physical yoga, body yoga, but there's all kinds of yogas. There's all kinds of ways to connect. To connect presumably means to connect to God or to connect to spirit. And there's various types of yogas. I actually did a blog post on, it's up at criticalhealthnews.com, on one type of yoga, but there's many types of yoga. There's yoga of the mind, they call Raja yoga. There's yoga of devotion, there's yoga of the material physical world. There's all kinds of ways to connect to God. Yoga that we most of us know about is physical yoga. And back in the day, 5,000, 4,000 years ago, they actually thought, and they knew, that by holding their body in certain positions, they could somehow connect to spirituality more efficiently or more effectively. These days, yoga, physical yoga, can be used to help reduce back pain and for us to become more flexible. I notice that as I get older, I used to be a big-time weightlifter, and I still do lift weights, but I notice that as I get older, it's more important for me to stretch, and I haven't really motivated to take a yoga class, but I'm certainly thinking about it. Anyway, this is from the journal The Conversation. Yoga in the workplace can reduce back pain and sickness and work sickness. After 8 weeks, results that were done on a study on 150 NHS employees. I don't know what NHS means. Where's the NHS? This is a UK study. Anyway, after 8 weeks, the results show that most yoga participants had larger reductions in back pain compared to the control group. After 6 months, employee staff records show that yoga participants had 20 times less sick leave due to musculoskeletal conditions. All right, let's see here. 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's do one more, and then we'll get your calls here. How physical exercise prevents dementia. Turns out that physical exercise modifies certain brain chemicals. Certain brain chemicals change, particularly a brain chemical called choline becomes more stabilized under conditions of physical exercise. Speaking of dementia, did you guys hear Donald Trump slurring his words yesterday? If you haven't heard it, Google it. Donald Trump slurring his words. Not a good thing. They're trying to say it's dentures, not dentures. They're trying to say he doesn't wear dentures. And they're trying to say it's dry throat. I don't want to get all political here, but they're lying. There ain't no way dry throat causes you to slur your words. So some people are speculating it's dementia. I don't know necessarily that it would be dementia, but it could certainly have to do with eating all that McDonald's. It could certainly have to do with not exercising. I don't know if it's a good idea to have a 71-year-old president who eats 4,000 calories from McDonald's every day and doesn't exercise. That would have a lot more to do with slurring your speech than dentures or dry throat. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Chris in Texas. Good morning, Chris. Welcome to the Bright Side.
Hey, Dr. Ben, you were mentioning McDonald's. I remember the last time I ate at McDonald's was when I lived in Denver for a short time.
Yeah.
And, of course, I made the horrendous mistake of leaving there to come back here to Texas. But
now that's all you
don't
can
let
eat.
That don't let that discourage you from coming here, though, Ben, because, I mean, flights are cheap. You know, you can
I love Texas.
Cheap.
Are you in? Where in Texas are you?
Well, you know, I'm in Austin, where Brave New Books was.
Oh, you're Chris from Brave New
Books. There's no more Brave New Books anymore.
No, there's no more Brave New Books. Wait. Hang on. No more Brave New Books?
I think they ran out of money.
Oh, my goodness. I love that place.
They lost their lease or something.
Oh, I'm sad to hear that. I loved Brave New Books. That was a great resource. You know, a lot of these independent... I'm a bibliophile. I love books, and I love bookstores, especially little independent bookstores. And I was very thrilled about when I came to Austin and got to see Brave New Books. I'm very sorry to hear that, Chris from Texas. That's unfortunate. So, no, I do come to Austin periodically.
I mean, by all means, because it's cheap. I mean, to fly round trip.
Okay, it's also cheap. You know, I noticed things are cheaper there than they are in Colorado anyway, in Texas. Tell me about the McDonald's, though. I want to hear, what did you eat? What was the last thing you ate?
Okay, well, anyway, when I was in Denver back in 2004, and I was raising money for the Democratic Party.
For Obama?
And, you know, I'm a recovering
Democrat.
Look, here's the deal.
They're all just as twisted. Do you think there's a whisper of difference as somebody who was in the political field? Is there a big difference between the two brands? And they are brands. There's no big difference. They're still not going to. The individual is going to get screwed either way, no matter what brand is in power.
There's no need to digress on that. Okay, let me move on then, because I know we're running out of time.
Yes.
I got a horrible headache because whatever I ate, some chicken product had MSG in it. Well,
okay.
Of course, I don't do McDonald's anymore, but I'm just very grateful that I met you just in time because you had that other caller the other day with a hiatal hernia,
mm-hmm.
67-year-old guy, and I felt really bad for him. And I'm just glad that I met you at age 47 because, it's better late than never, but, you know, you have two types of callers. You have those who are proactive and those who are reactive that, the better late than never people who,
they're going to do something about it. They'll do something. Even at age 69, you could do something. Even at age 69, you could do something.
It's just that once you get locked into the medical model, you end up staying there. You can't get out.
Yeah. Well, you know, what you're saying, that's kind of a life question, a whole way you live your life issue. You know, a lot of us get stuck in old ways of being, and even if they don't work, they're at least comfortable for us. Change is the biggest fear. You know how they always say you got all these different types of fear? You got fear of spiders and fear of elevators and fear of heights and fear of crowds, and there's all these different fears. But underneath all the fears, there's only one fear. Even the fear of death, there's only one fear, and that's the fear of change. That's the ultimate fear.
Okay,
we don't want to change.
Well, the topic I was going to discuss with you is things that mimic nutrients. Would that include anatidine citrate, which was the active ingredient in Anatoblock? You remember the ads, turn back the clock with Anatoblock? You remember that?
No, I don't remember. I never heard of it. Anatoblock?
Yeah, the active ingredient is anatidine citrate. It's a component of tobacco. It's an anti-inflammatory, but it's much better than, like, you know, the NSAIDs.
And, a couple years ago? Are you talking about a product that was just out a couple years ago?
It was Rock Creek Pharmaceuticals, and it was that big controversy they had with the governor from Virginia, and the FDA ended up taking the product off the shelf. And
Anatoblock, I recall vaguely something called Anatoblock, but I don't really remember the story, to tell you the truth. Hang on. We'll finish up when we come back from our break, Chris. Hang on. Don't go away. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll return right after this.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We're talking to Chris in Texas about Anablock and Anabeam. I vaguely remember Anabeam in the back.
Great.
Okay, so what's the deal? What did you want to know about it? Because I can't say I know a lot about it off the top of my head, although I vaguely remember it was a GCN deal, wasn't it? That had something to do with GCN? Or not GCN, GNC. I'm sorry, GNC. GNC, right? The vitamin place.
And, well, I'll give you some time to do some research on it.
Okay. Were you going to ask me something?
That'd
be good. I
want you to move on to some more callers. So,
okay,
thank
good.
You so much for your time, though, Dr. Ben.
Thanks. Good to talk to you, Chris. Take care, buddy. All right. Let's go to John in Kansas. Good morning, John. Welcome to the Bright Side.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Well, I want to talk about fluoride.
Okay.
Back in 2006, the National Academies of Science, National Research Council published a 450-page book on fluoride toxicity.
Okay.
And the upshot of that was that the original reason for the Colorado brown stain, of course, was the consumption of calcium fluoride, the mineral. And they found that too much toxicity or too much fluoride was causing the toxicity, but it wasn't the chemical additive that caused the acid rain that you talked about earlier.
I didn't talk about acid rain earlier.
Well, that's the main toxic ingredient in the acid rain was
fluoride
from the fluoride in the aluminum and the fertilizer.
Oh, I see.
That's
so you're saying those original studies that were done, it was done on acid fluoride that was coming out in the rain, in fluoride that was polluting the water supply through the rain. Is that right?
Right.
That
yeah.
I see. Okay, that makes
and
sense.
So,
I didn't. Okay, I gotcha.
So, but in this book, there's a preface written by a doctor who was part of the study, the research, and he said that the original standards for fluoride in the water was set to reduce the amount of natural fluoride in the water, not as a standard to allow the chemical introduction of fluoride into the water. It had nothing to do with the powder or the liquid, the acid, the hydrofluoric.
It was natural fluoride that was like in the soil.
Right. And that was the Colorado brown stain. That's what precipitated this whole thing and got everybody excited about fluoride in the big pharma and big chemical.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Well, it was never really shown. It's never been shown definitively. It's never actually been shown definitively that it reduces cavities. Do you know that? I mean, that's the PR part of it, and I'm going to get into that in our next episode, the whole PR. But there's still controversy about it. What's not controversial, though, John, is that it's a nasty, toxic substance. That's not controversial. It's just the question of the dose.
That's true. We had Dr. Albert Birkstahler while he was still alive. He's a retired chemistry professor at KU. Come to speak to our community organization that was trying to keep fluoride from being added to the water in Salina, Kansas. And we didn't succeed in that because the dental cartel in the area got together and scared everybody to voting against that process.
What did the professor say?
There is no safe amount of fluoride.
That's pretty much the case. I mean, you can make a case. It's the nasty, nasty, toxic substance. Now, I will say, though, John, it is an essential nutrient in the sense that it does have, in the trace amounts, it does have some interesting properties, and it has been associated with failure to grow in deficiency states. But because it's so ubiquitous, it's like you don't need to add it anywhere. It's everywhere.
That's true.
You start adding it, and also the mining of it and the emissions. But the problem is that they produce so much of it. Where are they going to put it? We dump it in the ocean, I suppose. But you know,
exactly.
Anywhere else?
But it became a federal violation, a felony, to have it in the air. So they put the scrubbers on the smokestacks.
Yeah. And what did they do with the scrubbers?
They put them in barrels and sold them to cities to put it in the water.
Great. That's lovely. I'm telling you, it's stuff like this that just gets you so upset, and you can't get angry about it, but you just have to know about it. You know, these corporate interests, these political interests, they do not have the individual's best interest in mind. They don't. It's just flat out the way it is. And this whole thing, by the way, did they talk about Edward Bernays? Because we're going to talk about that in a couple of days. How this PR? Yeah, there's a whole Edward
what
Bernays. He rears his head up in a lot of scandals. Edward Bernays.
We have several of his books at home. He's not a nice man.
No, do you have Propaganda? That's a classic.
Oh,
everybody's
yeah.
Everybody has. Who? What do you do, John? Are you a professional, health professional of some kind?
Just longevity distributor. My wife and I have been on a search for a road for health for years. I was unable to breathe for 40 years, and now I've recovered.
What would you tell people? Give the longevity products a plug, just real quick. I got to get some calls, but real quick.
All right. Longevity, the 12 bad foods from Dr. Glidden and Dr. Wallach. You got to understand that what you put in your mouth is killing you if you're on the standard American diet. And the 90 essential nutrients, the minerals, the vitamins, the essential fatty acids, the amino acids, the cofactors, the rare earths, that's the building blocks for life. And if you're not doing that, you're killing yourself.
Good deal. Thank you, John. Have a great day, buddy. Glad you called.
Yeah.
All right, man. All right, let's go to Canada and welcome Robert from Ontario to the Bright Side. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. I got stiffness in my hands. I don't know if it's...
Well, it could be a lot of things. How old are you?
81.
Do you know those little hand grip things that you squeeze?
Yeah.
Get one or get a pair.
I used to have really strong hands. I could press two.
Start working them out. You got to move that connective tissue. You got to move the muscle and the connective tissue, otherwise it will deteriorate. That's step number one. And do it twice a day. When you're done with a hand workout, if you can't do it grips, get some silly putty. Either silly putty or hand grips. If you can't do either of those, then do something, just kind of open and close your hands real slowly. When you're done with your workout with your hands, get on your nutritional supplements, especially your Ultimate EFAs. You're Beyond OsteoFX, and your glucogel caps. Make sure you're doing bone broth protein, and make sure you're doing bone broth. You might want to go get yourself some extra hyaluronic acid, H-Y-A-L-U-R-O-N-I-C, hyaluronic acid. Go ahead.
Okay, but it seems like there's not enough blood coming in.
Well, it could be. That's where the exercise is going to come in. Could very well be. At the age of 81, the extremities, the blood supply, you know, that's where the blood supply starts to become diminished as we get older or as disease kicks in, is in the fingers, the hands and feet, fingers and toes, like the extremities. So yeah, that makes perfect sense. But the exercise will restore the blood supply. It'll get connective tissue growing as long as you're doing it within a context of nutrition. So nutrition plus the exercise. That's true for not just your hands, but for your entire body. And nutrition and exercise as we get older becomes incredibly, incredibly important. What you don't use, you lose. The body will deteriorate if you do not exercise it as well as nutriate it. All right, my man.
It seemed to get worse after I took antibiotics one time.
Well, because you're not going to absorb your nutrients after you take antibiotics. They mess up your gut. Antibiotics are not a good thing, and we're all getting antibiotics whether we take them or not, because if we eat chicken or fish or meat or dairy or drink the tap water, we're getting antibiotics, especially in Canada, which unfortunately lags behind, at least in terms of how much you guys understand how important nutrition and good health is. Unfortunately, you guys really bought into the medical model, and it ain't a good thing. It's not very pretty what's going on with health and health care in Canada. All right, Robert,
Does a child need any vaccines at all?
You know, I don't think so. In my opinion, you know, I'm very suspicious of vaccines. You want the body to build up its own immunity. That's a controversial subject. I can only give you my opinion, and I would say I would avoid it personally.
The doctor told my daughter that the one you get out of dirt and that, you know, the
exactly. Hygiene.
Could have it.
That's called the hygiene hypothesis, and yeah, I tend to believe that as well. All right, Rob, I want to get one more call in, buddy.
Okay.
Thank you so much. God bless. Have a beautiful day. John in California, you get the last word. What's going on, brother?
Good morning. How you doing?
Oh, hey, Trucker John, or Underwear Man. What's going on, Underwear Man?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I just want to let you know, first of all, that I'm not calling to promote myself, my website, my email.
I'm doing it for you.
I don't need you to do that, but I call because you're my go-to guy.
All right, I appreciate that.
Well, what I'm calling about today is protein, whey protein, whey protein isolate, looking for a low-carb protein. I grabbed some grass-fed gelatin not too long ago, got looking at the back of it.
It's pure
zero
protein.
Zero carbs, zero, 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 everything.
Yeah. It's
but
pure
very
protein.
High protein.
Pure. Yeah, it's essentially
is
it's pure protein.
Just,
it's collagen.
Is that just as good a protein?
No, it's not. It's an important protein, but you're basically just getting collagen. You're getting 3 or 4 amino acids. So you're not getting, it's not a full protein, but it's a great support. It's an awesome support protein for building tissue, but it has to be, you have to use it in conjunction with a whole protein, preferably bone broth protein or whey protein. But that's all the time I got, John. I'm out of time.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your call.
No
good
Thank
call.
You.
Appreciate it.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For the
Appreciate
kind
it.
Words. All right, friends, have yourselves a beautiful, wonderful, awesome, spectacular day. Check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, criticalhealthnews.com, and truthtreatments.com. We will talk to you all later. Have a wonderful day. Bye for now.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hi.